Welcome to Kiki and Kibitz.
Hello and welcome to the Kiki and Kibitz 90 Day Fiancé podcast. My name is Brianna and my lovely Brad is not here tonight. He had a little emergency come up. However, I'm here with my lovely co-host Jen. We do the Below Deck podcast together and we have a blast. So, and we always drink rum and we're doing it tonight as an homage to the night to the Below Deck podcast. So welcome and thanks for filling in.
Absolutely. I'm happy to. I am not Brad, probably not as funny as Brad, but I am a Buckeye like Brad. So maybe we think alike, hopefully.
Oh, I think you guys are funny in completely different ways and it's fine. Anyway, I do appreciate it very much. And fortunately, you're a 90 day person. So I got lucky with that one. Yeah. This season's great. Is it not hilarious? I'm dying.
It is funny. I'm finding it hard to find people that I really vibe with and really like and root for.
Yeah.
But it is funny. I will give it that.
I don't think you watched, you didn't watch The Other Way, did you?
No, it just got to be too many franchises that I couldn't keep up because you know how early I go to bed.
Yeah.
And they're making them like 2 hours long.
Oh my God, I know.
And you got to commit like 10 hours a week just to 90 Day Fiancé. And I was just like, I'm just a classic girl. And sometimes I watch Pillow Talk too, so.
Yeah, I occasionally do too. Although it's, you know, after a while things get too meta because it's like you have Pillow Talk and then they have like the 90 Day Strikes Back and you have the people on Pillow Talk that respond. I mean, the people who are on the show responding to the people on Pillow Talk. And after a
while, I've never gotten to see that, but my friend online, I Wed Fred. She's been featured a couple times. Some of her tweets.
Yes,
are.
I know. I've seen them. So funny.
The one where she said that Darcy was drawing on her angry eyebrows made me laugh so hard. She's so funny.
I know she's really hysterical. Extremely witty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, well, with The Other Way, this last season, it was straight up depressing. Like it was sad and it was scary. It was things like this one chick was with this guy from Jordan and she was like this kind of slutty Florida girl who always had her boobs hanging out. This dude was like a conservative Muslim.
Right.
And he literally started getting death threats because of her.
That's so scary.
It was a lot. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, I could not be happier to be back with, you know, 90 Day Fiancé OG because this is fucking funny as hell. I'm dying.
It is. It is. It's so great.
It is. Anyway, so let's just dive into it, shall we?
Okie dokie.
Okay, we're going to start out with Stephanie and Ryan. So we've got to, right, we've always got to have one couple whose ages are just completely out of whack, right?
Yeah. Am I getting it right that she's never been married?
Yes, you are getting it right.
Okay.
Which is interesting. I mean, she's kind of a beautiful woman.
Right.
Yeah, but if you saw that painting of her with her cat.
she's the cat lady.
Yeah, but like the whole thing is having a giant portrait of yourself on your own wall. Like, you know, she's kind of a whack job.
Yeah.
Not only that, in that portrait, she's wearing the ugliest Teva sandals ever. Her feet look giant. Like, notice the next time. It's like, what is happening here? So it makes me wonder, like, is there another reason that she's not married? She says, oh, I never wanted to be married, but is that really true?
That's where I was going with it, because I thought that was the vibe I was getting. And sometimes, you know, there are some people out there who just never want to get married. And I get that, you know, but usually they stay that way their whole life. You know, John's best friend is a bachelor for life, you know, and he's 64 now. He's never going to change his ways. You know? To like say that you're never going to get married and then now be, you know, getting married to someone who's not only from another country, but like half your age.
But as a child.
Yeah.
I know. It's pretty crazy, but I get the feeling she's pretty crazy, but still I'm highly amused by it. And that's the point. Like, it's just the stakes are low for me in this.
Right.
So I was dying. I know you were unable to get to last week's, but there is this amazing scene where she's feeding her cat key lime yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do not know what's up with that. And she's talking to him and going, but this is your favorite key lime yogurt. And the cat's just like kind of licking it. Like, the cat doesn't even look that excited about it. It was,
yeah, hilarious. That's funny. Oh, God, you would so crack funny. Up if you saw me with my dogs. I'm totally that person during the day because it's just me and the dogs.
It's me and the dogs. We have long talks, you know. Yep. Definitely, but I don't feed them key lime yogurt. That's just whack. And she's like, so I mean, one wonders, could it be special cat yogurt? But I do not think so.
Yeah, probably not.
Key lime freaking Dannon or some shit. I don't get it. You know, I don't. But also on that episode, she has her friend over and the friend is a psychic.
Okay.
And the friend is like reading her tarot cards to mm-hmm. see like, what is happening with Ryan and stuff. And she's, you can tell like the friend is totally biased because she thinks this relationship is ridiculous. So she's like
right.
another woman in his life. It's important to him. Yes, you are.
That's like so Ramona from New York.
Oh yeah.
When they were in Morocco and they were talking and she's like trying to act like it was Avery.
exactly like that. But you know, the friend is like, oh my God, how do I get her out of this?
Yeah.
You know? And then they're like, you're going on a journey. And it's like, okay, she just told you she's going to Belize. Okay.
Right.
So funny. And so, you know, I'm thinking to myself, like, is Ryan cheating on her? She's so suspicious about it. Then she releases her secret, which is mm-hmm. when she's in Belize, he pissed her off. They had a big fight and he left and she fucked his cousin.
Oh, my God.
So she has a big secret, like his cousin.
That's crazy.
I know. And it's a tiny town, apparently, where he's from. Like, you know, people know.
Well, duh. Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's nuts.
I do not know. I don't get it. Anyway, so coming back to this week. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So she's got her two cousins with her and mm-hmm. they come to her med spa, which I didn't realize was like a weight loss spa. This chicken, she injects herself with like.
Yeah.
Human growth hormone.
Oh, is that what it is?
Something just, like that. It was like some kind of like HGH shots or, you know, yeah. B12
I just
or something.
Knew that she said that her one cousin had lost weight. And so now the other cousin is going to try. Right. But isn't like the one cousin pregnant?
Yeah. The one who lost the weight is pregnant.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I was dying like because she's telling them the story about how she's going to Belize and she just gets started and the cousin's already shaking her head. Did you notice that? She's like, no, everybody wants to stop this ill-fated relationship.
I would totally be that cousin though, because it doesn't make sense. Like if you've known somebody and just like we were talking, if you've known somebody your whole life, like your cousins do, they're like the next closest thing to your siblings if you're in a close family.
Yeah.
And you know, to have her come back and say she's marrying or she's in love with this guy and this guy's a kid, I'd be the same way, you know.
Absolutely. That kid is like a year younger than my son.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But there's a saying I know, and me and my husband always say it, which is if everyone is telling you you're dead, it's mm-hmm. time to lie down.
Yeah, Heather Dubrow said that.
Oh, is that right?
Alexis Bellino at a reunion. Yep.
It's like everyone is telling you this is not a good idea, right. And you just continue to ignore it. And now we find out she has bought her own ring.
Well, it was her mom's ring?
Oh,
it was
either
her mom's or her grandmother's. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a family ring. So basically the guy doesn't have any money.
Right.
And so she, instead of buying one, is using it like an heirloom thing, like it means something, which just means she probably doesn't have the extra money after she's spent all the other money on the K-1 visa process and supporting him and supporting his family during COVID, you know?
What did you think about the fact that she's secretly paying his wages through her friend's her friend's resort, and she's like, well, I don't want him to have low self-esteem.
I think it's insane. I think when you start any kind of relationship on a lie, you know, there's no point in even being in it. It's so patronizing to assume, you know, that you know what his esteem is encompassed by. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't know that would make him feel any certain way. She's just assuming that that's how he would feel because that's how she thinks he should feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, and I think, like, you know, a real man might feel that way. Mm-hmm. That's terrible. I shouldn't say a real man, but it's,
well,
like,
a young guy's not probably going to feel that way. An older guy will give you that, but a young guy is just making his way. You know, I think it's bad to start any relationship on a lie.
Well, absolutely. Especially in marriage, like, you know, yeah, we're married. We've been married for a long time. I mean, mm-hmm. I've had a few husbands in a long time, but still, it's like, you know how that shit goes down. It's like, yeah, the truth is always going to come out.
Exactly. It always does. And that's why, like, when John and I got married, it was the second one for both of us.
Right.
And we opted for total transparency, you know, and not a lot of marriages run on that.
True.
But it was just easier, you know, and I don't have to worry. He doesn't have to worry. Everything's open and out front. And I think she's going to get herself in trouble, but that's kind of the goal on these shows.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
No kidding. It's like the more outlandish, the better.
Exactly.
But I would venture to say it's not only easier. It's mm-hmm. one of these things that if you can't tell your spouse the truth, he's the wrong guy for you.
Right. Exactly.
Like,
and
that you want the one who you can be, let it all hang out and they still love you.
Exactly. 100% unconditional, you know, accept you as you are. Exactly.
And that's what we were talking about before the podcast. I was explaining that when I was really overweight, that was when mm-hmm. I met my husband and he thought mm-hmm. I was totally hot.
Right.
That's the guy you marry.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
And she, like, I don't know if they had like flashbacks of it, but she's bummed out because his hair is short. Like, he used to have dreads or whatever. And it's like, mm-hmm. you can tell she wants him to grow those dreads back. And like, it's just a thing for her. Yet, no, you need the one who thinks you're amazing no matter what your hair looks like.
Right. And it just added to me that how superficial she is anyway. You know,
absolutely.
She just doesn't seem that deep. Like,
nope.
I think this is more infatuation than love. I think a couple of the couples on here have actual love going on. I think she's got infatuation going on. So.
Well, I look forward to seeing which ones you think are actually.
Yeah, okay. We're coming up on one right now.
Well, yeah, I think so. We'll find out. But my last comment about Stephanie is she needs to get rid of that lipstick.
Yeah, true.
Like, she's wearing this like dark pink red lipstick mm-hmm. and it just looks whack. Any of you who watched The Other Way last season, this is Ariella's lipstick and it is bad.
Okay. I have to go look up screenshots of Ariella.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I did see her lipstick and it was bad. I agree with
Nightmare.
No.
Okay, so moving on to Brandon and Julia. And I can tell that the season is sort of anchored by these guys. They're like the big mm-hmm. story, and they have way more scenes than anybody else.
Right.
Yeah.
I do think this is a love match. I really honestly do. I think it's a love match, but it's like a Green Acres love match.
You're right. It's like, yes, exactly.
It's like putting Ava Gabor out in the country.
Big
it's not
time.
Cool.
Big time. So the only little comments from our hiatus week last week are that the mother is giving her a tour of the house and she takes her into the kitchen and she's like, I need to tell you in here, don't try to throw anything away in this garbage can because, and she takes the top off the trash. There's like thousands of live crickets living mm-hmm. in this garbage can in the kitchen.
crickets are a thing. Okay, I'm a country girl, and crickets do wind up in my house.
No, purposely.
Oh, purposefully?
Yes, they're
No.
iguana food.
Oh,
And they keep
God.
them in the damn kitchen. These people are
No,
insane.
that is insane. You would keep them in any of the animal food you keep, like, in a metal garbage can that mice and stuff can't get in, and you keep it in your garage or in a mudroom or something, not in your kitchen. That's gross.
This is cray cray. And then also they like give Julia this room and they want her to be really grateful about it. They must think she comes from
The slums of
or
Russia or something. Yeah.
exactly because like inside the room when they go in there, it's like filled with cans of paint
Yeah.
and clutter is like, and then they put these stuffed animals in there like she's five.
Five, yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings us to this week. And Julia wakes up and she's alone on the farm.
Right. And she wakes up at like noon, which
Right.
for her, that's her body clock. That's her schedule. She's only been there
Like 3 days.
3 days, you know.
She's
She has
tired.
she hasn't adjusted yet. Yeah. And she's on her schedule. And I didn't get, and I don't know if it's because I missed last week, but I did not get how they thought it was okay to leave somebody to work a farm that's never worked a farm before.
And has been
Whether
there
that's
1 day, and she's terrified of the
right.
animals, which I
Yeah.
get. And I love animals, but I'd freak out like taking eggs from a chicken. I would freak those pigs, man.
Those pigs were scary looking. The chicken
No
I could
kidding.
do.
The
My
pigs
sis
have tusks.
tusks, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I'd be
they
terrified. And pigs will eat your baby. Like, don't get it twisted. I'm not even joking. Look it up on the internet, people. Just put pigs eat baby, and you will see pigs will eat your human baby. They will chew your face off. Pigs are dangerous, nasty creatures.
You've got me flashing back to Hannibal, the sequel to Silence of the Lambs, where they raised the
Yes.
pigs to do
Yes.
that.
Pigs are not okay with me. I'd be
Yeah.
terrified.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that like this farm was their money making. Like I thought that was their income. And then you find out her parents actually have a day job.
Right. Exactly. So that's the thing that bugs me about this. They want her to embrace farm life when they've got gigs outside of it. Nobody's going to be happy doing that if that's not what they were raised doing, you know?
And I'd like to point out, no one ever asked her if that was okay with her.
Right.
Never. They
Yeah.
didn't say, and Brandon didn't tell her, like, by the way, this is the rent we pay here. We have to work on the farm. He didn't even mention it.
Yeah, he kind of only conveniently mentions things that he thinks aren't going to cause a problem. And that's going to be an issue that he needs to get over.
I agree. He's a pussy. And it's so funny. So after everybody knows that they're about to start this streaming channel, Discovery Plus, and Sean, after the episode this time, Sean Robinson did like a little preview of things to come. And the preview was Brandon being there with his parents.
Oh,
And I know
those people bug me so bad. The mom
big
more
time.
than the dad,
Oh my God. Plus
but
her
the mom
hair. Don't
super
get
bugs
started on
me.
his hair. Her
Yeah.
hair, excuse me.
Yeah.
I know that. But like on there, like they're talking about his birth control. And Sean Robinson asks him, so people are saying that you're like a man baby and that you need to grow up and, grow a pair. What do you think of that? And he's like, yeah, you're probably right. Like
Yeah.
he knows it, but he's not
Yeah.
doing anything.
Well, from what I understood from past episodes is he did live on his own at a point, but he spent so much money, like meeting her in Iceland,
Right.
and going to visit her and
Yep.
then paying for everybody to go to France so their
Right.
families could meet and all
Yeah.
that he got himself in debt that way. So, I feel like anytime you move back, like my youngest daughter, Allie, after she moved back from college, she kind of regressed a little bit because she had been independent for 4 years. She had gone, she stayed in state, but she was like 3 hours away from us. So she was completely adulting while she was up there, and she came back, and all of a sudden there's plates all over the living room and I'm doing her laundry again. And there is a little regression thing when you move back. So hopefully that's all that's going on with him, but he really is a wuss and he needs to,
He needs to get a man up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, so when your kid came home, were you treating her the same as you did when she was a teenager? Because this mom is infantilizing him.
No, I was griping. I was like, you're grown up. Pick your plate up, put it in the sink.
Right. I know. The only, with my son, my son didn't really go through that whole teenager thing. I mean, he locked himself in the room for like 3 years and I just let him do his thing. But then he came home from college the first time for summer and he was like, you can't tell me what to do. I'm a grown up. And I'm like, when did I tell you what to do? Like, this is still, that totally never happened, child. Like, thanks for establishing that with me. But like, that didn't happen.
But his mom and dad literally tell him what to do. Like, and it's almost constantly the opposite of whatever it is he wants to do.
Or and her.
Yeah.
They don't even let her have an opinion about things. Right. Which happens later in the episode, you know, it's just unbelievable. I know I hate them passionately. Then again, I get it because my parents have zero boundaries too. And they're happy to do things like tell me what birth control to use, like in front of other people.
Oh, that would drive me crazy.
I know. Well, I feel sorry for him, except he is 27 years old.
Right.
Yeah. This is not like a 22-year-old or something.
Right, exactly.
This is a grown man. He's responsible. Yeah. Anyway, I was dying watching Julia on the farm. When she reaches in to get the eggs and she's like, oh my God, the chicken is here.
Yeah.
Freaked me out too. And then she tells the other chicken, I'm only going to take one, just one egg.
Yeah, that made me laugh because I could just see the look on his mom's face if she came back the only one egg.
Personally, though, I totally got that because I would feel really bad taking an egg away from any kind of bird. Like,
my sister raised chickens. She had a small farm for a while. Yeah? We had cows and chickens. And so it doesn't, that doesn't faze me. You know, very much the pigs, though, definitely. The goats I thought were cute. They were
adorable. Love goats.
Yeah.
I would have them sleep in my bed with me.
Yeah, they were
so
cute.
I kissed goats on the lips. Like, I really love goats. I'm not even kidding. Ask my husband. We were in Arizona, and we went to this place, and there were some goats there, and I kissed them all. I love goats so much.
Yeah, they're so adorable. Yeah.
But she hates this farm. She fucking hates it.
Well, this is completely fish out of water. She's a nightlife girl. She's a go-go dancer.
She's a damn go-go dancer.
Yeah, this is, you couldn't get more opposite of what her life was. And you can't just throw somebody in the deep end like that when you haven't taught them how to swim. It's just crazy.
Yeah, and I have this, it's not my saying. I say it's my saying, but it's really not. It's like opposites attract. But like stays together.
Right.
You know, it's hard to build a relationship with someone who you have nothing in common with and they have nothing in common.
Right. They really, it doesn't seem like they do on the farm, but it seems like they did everywhere else. I don't know. I just see a connection with them. I
agree. I just think they affection. Like to fuck each other. Like I don't, outside of that, they have nothing in common. I see the attraction between them. Not that I get it.
Yeah.
He looks like a child.
God. I don't know. He seems sweet. He seems sweet and nerdy, and he's happy with his little pest control thing. And
I hope she goes home. Anyway, I was mad at the friend who's on the farm who says that she was slacking.
Yeah.
Like, did anyone mention she was supposed to get up at the butt crack of dawn?
Yeah.
Like, hello.
Like they eat at 7 a.m. Like she's supposed to know that just out of nowhere.
And right.
I thought that person was like, I don't know if she was amping herself up for TV or if she's just rude. I don't know. I found it when she said that part about a farm is no place for a princess. You know, it was just like, okay, you know, she hasn't been a princess. She's been trying. You know, she's learning something brand new. Cut her some slack. I didn't
she's
like
been
that
lady. There one day. She was on the farm one day. And the parents, like, basically made her, you know, go through this whole little 5-minute farm training thing when she barely, mm-hmm. she hasn't even unpacked yet.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
This whole thing's a mess. I don't
know. It's awesome.
I feel bad for her, and I super felt me bad too. For her when he came home from work and didn't even say hi.
Like, what was that?
I have no idea. He like walked right past the room, didn't say hello. Like I meet John at the door with a drink and a kiss and a hug, and we've been married 22 years.
Well, you're nicer than most wives, but still, I get your point. I would never let my husband come. Meanwhile, my husband just came home and we're podcasting. Yeah. We're podcasting. Like, that's a thing, you know. He knows, but I would never. It's so rude. And she's been there literally like 3 days.
Yeah. I liked how she said it, though. She was like, it's one day and he forgot me. You know, it was just like, oh, no kiss, God. No hug.
I mean, that is crazy, right?
Yeah.
It was horrible. She's so funny. She's like, this is my bad dream. To him. And I'm like, I get it, man. You got the baby eating pigs. Like, those pigs are delicious. Like, who's got pigs with tusks? Is that like a normal thing? Do like all male pigs have
tusks? Yeah.
They all have tusks? I thought that was like a wild boar kind of situation.
Yeah. No, the male ones pigs. Do. Yeah.
I like when she fed the pigs and it's like she thinks they're chasing her.
Yeah.
But I would too.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, pigs are scary. Look it up. Your pigs will eat you. They will.
You're going to have bad dreams about pigs tonight.
I'm terrified of pigs. I really don't like pigs. I think pigs are fucked up.
John had 5 Vietnamese potbelly pigs.
What are those?
They're a smaller version. They're not that much smaller, but they're a smaller version of pigs. And we ended up finding homes for them at petting zoos and stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
I just can't, you know. He had one named Einstein, and that thing was so huge he just could barrel into you and knock you over. And I'm like, no, I can't do this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I want to clarify. I absolutely love animals. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'll kiss a goat on the lips any day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love horses. I fear all birds, I have to admit. I got bitten by a duck when I was a child, and like I'm not over it yet. But still, every other animal, but those pigs, hell no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't mind farm life, but I live in the country.
I would love it, though. No, I would love farm life. I'm totally into it, but not the pigs.
I just don't see Julia adjusting to it.
I don't either, but no one ever asked her or told her, and that's what bothers me.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And then he comes home, and it's already dark. He's left when it's dark. He's home when it's dark, and then he gives her, like, 20 minutes notice, and they have to go out to dinner with the parents again.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is this?
Yeah. To meet Pop, though. He was cute. I thought
he was adorable. He was like normal. These parents are really not.
Yeah. He actually gave them a little crap because Brandon's mom noticed. Okay. It's one thing to notice a hickey on somebody's neck. It's another thing to bring it up at the dinner table with Pop sitting right next to
you. I know. Come on.
Like, you don't put somebody on the spot like that, especially somebody who is struggling already with a total culture shock. Right. You know, I don't get it. It's like they're trying to drive a wedge purposefully.
I know. So that little after show, it wasn't really an after show. It was a preview of Discovery Plus with Sean Robinson. Mm-hmm. Brandon, she's asking, Sean Robinson's asking Brandon about, some people think that your mother is jealous of Julia. And he's like, yeah, I think she is too. And then they ask the mother and she's like, well, I'm not jealous of her, but we used to have lots of Brandon time and now we have no Brandon time. Like the mother is jealous and she basically admitted it.
Yeah, that whole thing with the wedding date. Okay, it wasn't, they're not getting married on Mother's Day.
Right.
It was Mother's Day weekend. She wanted the whole weekend to her.
I know.
You know, it's like Mother's Day is on a Sunday. They're getting married on Saturday.
Exactly.
You know, it's got nothing to do with you, you know, and they wouldn't even listen to why, you know, she had a good reason why. Like, this was the first time he texted me and said, I think you're my future wife, or you look like my future wife, whatever the text was. Right. And she had a reason behind it, and it was sweet. And they like gave it no credence at all. It's just, that was,
I know. And then Pop goes to write the date down and they're like, no, we're not done with this yet. We'll see. We're, you know, this isn't done. Like these pair. Oh my God. That's my mom.
Yeah.
My mom will lobby you for the rest of your life. Like, just forget trying to do something different. But I couldn't believe he's finally defending Julia either.
Yeah, that was, I was happy. I was actually happy he did it. You know, he was like, no, this is important to her. And if it's important to her, it's important to me. So good. Finally.
Right. We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah.
I think mom's going to win. We can put down on it. I hope so. Okay. So let's move on to Mike and Natalie. So what you missed in the hiatus week is Mike, Natalie wakes up on her first day of being in the U.S. and here, not that in being in the U.S., but being on his farm. And he wants to make her an American breakfast. This comes up with Tariq and Hazel later. So she helps him make this French toast. And it was amusing too, because she washes the eggs, which I've never seen Americans washing the eggs. But then I also don't think it's crazy, because everyone knows that like eggs can have salmonella, but it's all on the shell.
Right.
Anyway, so he makes her this French toast and she's like this vegan who eats really healthy, and she's mad because he hasn't bought any healthy food for her, which I get that. So he makes her taste the French toast and she's like, I don't really like it. And he's like, put some syrup on it. And she doesn't want to because it's all sugary. So she goes into the refrigerator and grabs a carrot. And just peels the carrot and eats that for breakfast. Like, oh, poor me.
Like a rabbit.
Right? She's just eating her carrot for breakfast.
Yeah. I don't get them together. I really don't even understand.
That's because they hate each other.
Why there's a part two with them. Because last season, you know, it was very clear to me that they were oil and water. You know, and
I know. They hate each other.
And I don't understand why it continued. When I saw that they were back, I was shocked because it
me
was
too.
Like, I thought at the reunion it was done.
I know.
Yeah.
They were basically like, this isn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
They should have stuck with it. Again, opposites may attract, but like stays together. And she just wants to change him, you know?
Exactly. She wants to morph him into what she wants her husband to be. And he's his own person.
I know.
You know? And I'm not saying either of them are bad. It's fine to be a vegan. It's fine to be an omnivore, you know? But don't expect, if you're a vegan, to have your omnivore fiance give up meat for a week, you know, as your compromise.
That's why is that a compromise? Eat what you want,
right? Because it's not, he even asked her, so will you be eating meat on the other week? And she's like, no,
who cares?
That's not a compromise. Then it's not,
I know,
it's all him giving in, and it just annoyed me. I don't know.
I was laughing my ass off though about she's scared that the fireworks will kill the fish.
Yeah.
And then later she tells her friend, everybody knows.
Everybody knows that. Yeah.
I'm like, really?
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I know that people used, this is a very hillbilly thing, and my total redneckness is going to come out. But people used to throw firecrackers in the water.
What?
To kill fish so they could just get them instead of waiting to fish. But he wasn't doing that. He was just like sounding them off, and that's no different than around here. Somebody tweeted the other day, are gunshots normal in your area? And I think that they meant like in an urban area, but gunshots are totally normal here because we have land, we can shoot, we can do whatever.
Yeah.
And that's basically just what he was saying. He was like, the cool thing about living in the country is I can do whatever I want. If I feel like setting off fireworks, I'm going to set them off. And she was just so weird about it.
Yeah.
Like,
why is that the thing he wants to share with her?
Yeah, because it's fun. Fireworks are fun.
I would not. Okay, so I'm down with fireworks, but not firecrackers that just make noise. Those I do not understand.
Yeah.
Like, fireworks are cool to look at, but I would be, like, annoyed with that, too. Like, that's an odd choice of things to do with her.
That's true. I think it was more just the point of showing the freedom of being out there and being able to do what you want. It was just
Which is
like,
awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's cool if you can shoot guns on your land. And I would love to have a farm. I really would. So I thought Mike, too, I thought his farm was his job because he had like Uncle Bo working on the farm and stuff. But now we find out he's a supervisor at a construction company in Seattle.
Right. Yeah. It's very hard, unless it's been in the family a long time, to just be a farmer now.
Hello there, beautiful people. This is Brianna, co-host of the Kiki and Kibitz Below Deck and 90 Day Fiancé podcasts. I've been talking to you guys lately about Beauty Society and how much I love their skincare products. They've truly made a visible difference in my skin. No lie. Perfect Form has made a very obvious reduction in the crepey skin on my neck, and the fake ID glycolic serum has significantly smoothed out dark spots and made my face look so much clearer. So today, I wanted to tell you about this cool new promotion. Beauty Society has a monthly beauty box subscription. Each box contains over $200 in full-size and travel-size products and beauty tools, like this cool facial brush I've been using lately. It's so awesome. When you use our code to sign up for the beauty box, you'll get the first one for 25% off, and shipping is free. Just go to beautysociety.com/Kiki and Kibitz. That's beautysociety.com/KIKIANDKIBBITZ. And don't forget to tell me what you think.
Most of the people I know who farm also have day jobs. So even people I know that have the winery by me have day jobs. So, you know, it's very difficult to do nowadays. It's not, unless you have a big, like a giant working farm.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to not supplement it with other income. So that didn't surprise me too much.
I just wonder what he's trying to do on that farm. Like, it's unclear, like, what the product is from this farm.
Yeah, I think he just likes being a loner, and I think he's not a huge social animal, and I think that that's another place where they differ.
Oh, absolutely. That would be my paradise, living on a farm. It really would.
It surprises me that it's not hers, though, because she says she's this big nature girl.
Right?
You know?
That is very weird.
Yeah, and it just seems to me she just bugs me so much.
She's a bitch. That's why.
She just gripes about everything.
Everything.
Nothing is good
enough.
She's
so negative. I can't stand her. Yeah. I mean, I was laughing my ass off, though, that, like, she's terrified of the cat.
Yeah. I was glad it bit her.
It bit her? I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. You know, cats pick up on vibes, and that cat knows that she's not good.
She is a bitch.
That cat's loyal to Mike. And
yeah, right? The cat's like, oh, hell no. You go on back to Ukraine.
Yeah.
So funny. But were you not cringing when she's trying to figure out the laundry and she doesn't know the difference between, I was waiting for her to bleach all the clothes.
Yeah. I don't know that she did.
I don't either.
But she's like, is this whitener? Is this softener? What is this bleach? And I'm just like, oh God, all of his work clothes are going to be like spots all over him.
I would have loved it. Actually, the laundry scene was one of my favorite Mike and Natalie scenes.
Yeah.
I thought that was super, super funny.
Yep.
Yeah. So then he takes her back to another hotel. And we know this guy doesn't have money. So I was thinking like Matt Sharp Productions is paying for those hotels. Right. I wanted to go there, by the way.
That was like gorgeous. Right? Those falls were amazing.
They were. But I also wanted to go to the brewery and have like the... Everything
but she was even mad that he did that. You know, he took me to an alcohol place. And it's just like, it's a brewery.
Calm the fuck down, bitch.
They had your black bean vegetarian burger. Right? What's your problem?
Yeah, you know? This is Washington. Like, they have, like, Washington is basically just like northern California. Yeah. They're not that different. It's just more rural. But yeah, they have black bean vegetarian. And then she's like insisting that there's beer in the root beer.
Right. That was just so dumb. She won't even listen to him. And he was just like, it's just in the name. It's not beer. It's like, if this is alcohol, I'm going to be so mad. And I'm like, I have a hard time believing that, you know, or I don't know. I haven't been to Russia, so maybe they don't know what root beer is.
Ukraine.
Oh, from Ukraine.
Yeah.
So I have a hard time believing that they don't know what root beer is. They know what Coca-Cola is. They know what Pepsi is. I would assume that at her age, she's heard about root beer at some point. And it just seemed like something else for her to gripe about. And it was just annoying me.
I hear you. And I was like, it really bothered me when they went out to dinner and she's all over him for eating the meat. And she's like, somebody gives their life for you to eat. And then she eats scallops.
Yeah.
Hello. Mm-hmm. They were also alive. Like, what absolutely. The fuck? Why do you differentiate? Why is a cow different from a scallop?
Yeah. I don't know.
That they have said, did eyes. You know that scallops can swim? My whole revelation this week is that clams and scallops can swim. Did you know that? I know this is irrelevant, but this is my new discovery.
I don't know that I knew that they could swim. I knew that they could move. So.
They can bloody swim.
That's cool.
I know. This is the thing I've learned this week. The more you know.
I've got the NBC rainbow with the star over my head.
Right? Anyway, I can't tell if she's like mentally ill or just a bitch or she just hates him. I don't know.
I think she just wants him to be something that he's absolutely not.
This is always a bad thing.
I think that no matter what he does, no matter what he caves on, she associates it all with respect, but it's not about respect. It's about her being able to control him and benefit her will.
And like I say, eat what you want, control your thing. Like, you don't have to eat meat because he does.
Yeah.
But like, do your thing. Do you. Let's all do our thing and let each other be, you know, a separate human. Like, what is that?
And in the middle of all of this grousing that she's doing, all of a sudden now she wants to plan a date for the wedding. It's like,
right? I love him for not giving in.
Agreed. I was so happy for him to say, you know, I'm not ready to say yet, you know.
Good for you for being clear about that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so speaking of people that I hate.
Oh, gosh.
Let's move on to Jovi and Yara. They're both appalling humans.
Awful human beings.
They really are. And what you missed the week before is that they go to a furniture store. Mm-hmm. And she wants to buy some stuff for the apartment to make it livable.
Yeah, because she hates it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And first, like, she's asking him, what do you call this? And she's looking at the rug and he tells her to learn English.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what a rog is called. It's like, motherfucker, learn some Ukrainian. Like,
yeah.
What the hell? But then he says that, and the store clerk says, do you need a Snickers? That was why I tweeted this week, like, literally every man shopping for furniture. And it was like, yeah. That cracked me the hell up. She was like the MVP of that episode.
That's funny.
I think he's a terrible person, but I kind of think she is too.
They're both awful.
They really are.
Yeah. I don't think that he is ready to give up his bachelor wife. And I think that she's miserable there. I mean, for her to say that New Orleans is a dirty little village was just like, okay.
Bitch, I know. Yeah. But I did laugh when she's like, oh, okay, no one pees on the street here. Yeah, people are so nice, like Norway.
That was funny. I mean, there are downsides to, you know, urban life. There is. But still, at the same time, you know, it's not like there's nothing to do in New Orleans. And it's not like there's great, beautiful culture down there. It's
amazing
down there.
That is like my third favorite place in the world. Mm-hmm. And I just booked a trip to go there on Labor Day next year.
Oh, cool.
I know. It's cancelable just in case something else comes up with COVID. But like from now until next September, I'm just going to dream about New Orleans. It is so awesome there. I love it.
Yeah, it really is. But I thought it was funny that, okay, she gets all excited about this rug, which was, it kind of was a tacky looking,
poor
like
thing.
Bearskin.
I know.
Looking rug.
Poor thing.
And then she used it as a way to get him to not wear shoes in the house anymore.
That was hilarious. I was like, I would fucking hate her, but I would fucking hate him too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she says this, and honestly, I thought these are words to live by. She's like, I will not allow myself to be in an unhappy situation because I love myself.
Right. Well,
I was like, I want to be that way.
And that was a plus and a minus for me because, yes, I love the empowerment of her not wanting to be unhappy.
Right.
At the same time, it was like, it's very obvious that you love yourself.
Seriously. But they both do. He is a selfish motherfucker. And I wanted to kill him when he's like, every time you do something wrong for a girl, you have to buy her a gift. It's what they expect.
Yeah.
He thinks he's going to buy his way out of every situation with her.
But did you see how happy she got about the phone? It was like almost like he was right when it came to her, at least. You know?
Seriously. But like, how fleeting is that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know, but it is really sad because, you know, first of all, I get like, okay, you just got there. Now he's going to take off. And I didn't realize it was an entire month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then it's like she tells the story about how she had this miscarriage and needed to have like emergency surgery in Croatia. And he left her there with no passport.
Right.
Yeah. And he says, oh, in all fairness, I didn't know when I left you there. Bullshit.
Right. Yeah.
That made me sad.
Yeah, it did. And like I said, to me, they both bother me, but I think he is horrible. I just don't like him in general. I mean, he just seems like every douchebag guy out there, you know, that's looking for, you know, a hot wife, and he can live his life exactly the same way he's always done it, you know?
And I mean, the whole thing when he's like, well, my mother, you know, she raised us basically alone, and my dad was out there on the boats, and she was fine raising us alone. Okay, mm-hmm. motherfucker, this is no longer like the 70s, like over the 80s, whenever the hell he was born.
Yeah, but his gig, though, he's really kind of got a good gig. He works for a month and then he's off for a month.
Right.
So not a lot of people have that benefit. So
of course, he's going to be out drinking when he's home.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Probably. Yeah. I would not want that either. And I totally get it. But of course, it's a personal choice.
Right.
But like having had a baby, like I had one child and I freaked out like every time I had to like be alone when he was an infant. It's hard work.
It is.
I don't blame her. I just don't blame her. And I'm on her side with that. But mostly it's the trust thing. How can she trust him?
Yeah, that's a good point. I just really don't think that they should stay together at all. This is, I really hope this is one of the few instances where they just say, nope, we're parting ways, and don't get married and then get divorced 2 years later, you know?
Exactly. Go home, Yara. This is not for you. This guy is also just not ready for marriage.
Mm-mm.
He's one of those people, like you said, people are devoted to being a bachelor. He should be one of those people.
Right, exactly. Go hang out with his strippers. Yep, go ahead.
The first episode we did, Brad and I, of this season, we're like, we love him. He's so cute. By episode 2, we're like, we hate that motherfucker. Which is, it goes to show you on like every 90 Day Fiance, like they
Yeah, they try and suck you in.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to Rebecca and Ziad.
Mm-hmm.
Another ill-fated couple.
Okay, this couple, last season I felt for him so much. She's just like a mess.
She sure is.
I cannot with her.
Right.
I mean, last year she broke his heart by telling him, you know, that her divorce isn't even done yet.
Right.
You know, and I just find it very weird that this is her second time doing this.
I know.
It's like, what's wrong with like finding a guy in your own neighborhood or going on match.com or something?
Right.
What is your obsession, you know, with finding, you know, first a Moroccan and now a Tunisian and
they're young, like they're half her age. I know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Love After Lockup, which I know you don't watch, but like these people who are so into dating these people in prison, I always think that it's like a power trip. Like they can't get away. They are completely dependent. They have to provide for them, and then they get out of jail and it's like this whole other thing. I feel like there's some kind of control thing, or she wants to, you know, be with a guy who can't.
If she was more conservative, I would understand it, you know.
Why?
But
what do you
she's
mean?
like she's tatted up all over the place, you know. She's not really like, I mean, the Muslim culture is very strict. I just don't understand. It's an odd fascination. It's like, I don't know if she's trying to undo their culture. I don't know.
I don't either.
Something
at the
about
same
her
time, for
me
some
out.
Reason, I don't hate her. I'm not
I don't
sure
hate
why.
Her. She just boggles my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Why are they in love? I don't really get it.
And I think I don't he really think he, loves her.
I do really too. I do not think he just wants a green card.
No, not
oh
at all.
Oh my God. My heart was broken when he was leaving in the airport.
At the airport. Oh,
oh my
God.
That was heartbreaking. And the
it
mom.
Really was.
And, I didn't realize, though, he is the same age as Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Yeah. And he actually looks like he could work on a farm, unlike Brandon.
You know what? I don't hate Ziad. We all made fun of him the first season. And he's like, I so much love you. So much. You're so much beautiful. But like, I don't know. I don't hate him. And he got his HVAC certification. He's saved up money. He bought her a present. Like, when do we ever see that on 90 Day Fiancé?
Right. No, I like him a lot. I think he really does love her.
I agree.
And I think she loves him, too.
I agree.
I just think it's an odd, like, you know, how there's men that only date Asian women or whatever. It's like one of those odd things like that just hits me weird.
Yeah, it's like fetish. It's a fetish. Yeah.
Yeah. So she moves into this gigantic.
What, like, the hell?
Yeah, that it is like the craziest.
It's thing. Like a warehouse or like a New York loft or something.
Like, remember when Annie and David moved into
the firehouse? Like,
it's exactly. Like that kind of thing.
I know it had cement floors and stuff. I'm not saying it's bad. Like, it's kind of cool.
It's kind of chic.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Like, in a funky kind of way. Right. It's just, you know, but she, like, invents problems, though. Do you really think that it's a big deal that she and her Moroccan ex lived in the same building? It wasn't, like, the same apartment. You know, it's like,
I don't know.
She makes up stuff to be upset about or that's going to cause problems.
Right.
When it's just like,
he is very jealous, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but still, like, let it go. Just don't. Yeah. Like, we started this episode talking about how you should be able to tell your husband anything. This is a great example of a secret that it should be fine to keep.
Yeah. It doesn't apply anymore.
Exactly.
Transparency has, for me anyway, has to do with what affects each other as a couple.
Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely.
I don't know. But anyway, watching him, you know, say goodbye to his parents at the airport and, you know, doing all the little selfies with his mom and dad and watching his mom dab her tears. I was just, it was too much.
It was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Also, when did he get this like crazy glow up? Like last season, he was like a hot mess and he was like, wearing these leather jackets and stuff, which I didn't hate that. But like suddenly he's wearing like, I don't know what this is, like 1960s, like pseudo intellectual look with the
I think she's sending him clothes. I think that
I didn't even think of that.
I think that's she's funny. Doing that.
That is super funny. I don't know. And that's all there is to say. I feel like they're stretching this one out. We'll find out. But I do think, like you said at the beginning, like some of these couples seem legitimately in love. I actually think these guys love each other.
Yeah, I do too. I absolutely do. And I hope it works out for them. You know, if she just quits inventing problems, I think that they'll be okay.
That said, I think I felt this way about Jenny and Sumit before the last season of The Other Way. And then I was like, break up already. I don't know.
She just bugged me anyway. I do remember I saw a couple episodes of that.
Yeah.
She just bugged me anyway. So
they both did. He catfished the shit out of her. Anyway, it was sad. But I did want to point out, did you see the season with Nicole and Azan?
Of course, yeah.
So, like, he's
the multiple seasons with Nicole and Azan. God,
right. The 5,000 seasons. I know. It trips me out that, like, Ziad is from Tunisia and, like, that's where Azan is from. And they just seem nothing alike.
No, they really don't.
Yeah, I guess we can't stereotype these people.
I think Ziad seems like a normal guy and Azan seems like a catfisher.
Yeah, and a total prick.
Yeah, everything that I read, like he was talking to multiple females and getting money from multiple women and that kind of stuff. So
she gets what she deserves. She keeps like doing that.
Yeah, the only thing good about them was May. That was the only thing.
The kids on these shows are always the best. Yeah. All of the kids are like the best. Like Daniel from Tiffany and what's his name? I can't remember his name. I'm a little buzzed. I drank rum.
Mine's all gone too. We're in trouble because we still got couples left.
Right. I just want to tell everyone, if you haven't listened to our Below Deck podcast, if you like to hear people get fucked up, like this is our thing every week.
This is our thing. This is how we make it through so we can bring you updated recaps.
I know. I was talking about how much weight I've gained in quarantine and how devastated I have been. And I'm like, I gotta just stop drinking so much. So now my new plan is like only drink when I podcast with you.
And that's, everybody probably thinks I'm a lush, but I really do.
Same.
I know when I podcast with you, but this this week I did the podcast Saturday with Jordan and Dr. Right. Monica O'Neill,
right.
And I'm subbing for Brad tonight,
right?
And I've got Below Deck tomorrow night. So this week I'm pretty much the lush everybody thinks.
I know. I don't think I could ever podcast without drinking. Now yeah. I'm in a rut with this thing. Anyway, okay. So you did not really see Andrew and Amira this week.
No.
But basically, this poor French chick is detained in Mexico City and he just goes on to the resort. He's a prick. That dude is like a few hours away from where I live, Roseville, yeah. California. One of those places, by the way, where like they're inflating all our COVID numbers, if that just means anything to you. Anyway, that was all that was happening last week, is that that poor chick gets detained in Mexico City and we don't know what happens. So tune in next week for that one.
Okay.
All right. So let's move on to Tariq and Hazel. And I don't know if you saw the episode before last week, but basically Hazel has now come out as bisexual.
Right. Yeah.
And
I've seen everything except last week. So yeah.
Yeah. Nothing happened last week, really.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was laughing my ass off when he takes her out to breakfast. And we've got another situation where we're eating French toast and the foreigner's like, what the hell is this?
Right. Because she usually eats rice for breakfast. So.
Right. But I was laughing my ass off when he takes her to this place and she is called Hair of the Dog. And she thinks they serve dogs there.
I was dying. And then she was saying so maybe they put the hair in for seasoning.
I know. Oh my God. Just reinforcing every stereotype that people have here about like Asians. Because people, they serve dogs. No, honey, they don't.
It was so funny to me.
It was funny. That was cute. She's smart, isn't she? Yes.
She's very bright. Yeah.
And she speaks English well. And like, I'm kind of impressed with her.
Yeah, I like her a lot, and I thought it was funny. At the end of the meal, she was just like, they have too sweet food, they have greasy food,
right?
They have salty food. She goes, I'm going to get fat here.
I know, and I was like, yep,
yep,
you are absolutely right.
Yeah,
and then I was also in the next breath going, man, I wish I would eat French toast sometime. I miss carbs.
I've been trying to get John to eat French toast for like the past month. I bought a thing of Mrs. Butterworth's, you know?
Oh, yeah, baby.
And it's like I've been bringing it up on weekends, you know, every
week.
Why
is he saying no?
I don't know. I don't know, but
and
I really
he eats
want it
carbs, fun. Right?
Yeah, he does. He doesn't like to. Carbs. He used to be an Atkins guy, so he doesn't like
really?
To. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I get it. I get it.
So, fucking but sucks. Yeah. So they move
12 pounds.
So they move on to him wanting to take her to a wedding venue on her very first day. She's missing her boy.
I know.
You know, she just got here and he takes her to this place that's not what she wants. He knows what she wants. He knows she wants to get married in a church and he takes her to the spiritual center. And nothing against spiritual centers, but it's not the same thing, you know?
Oh, absolutely not. Plus, it was kind of whack, okay?
Yeah.
Like, this whole, like, this is where Edward Case used to lay down. It's like, really, dude?
Yeah.
Okay, But then again, she's like some crazy, I don't know if it's Pentecostal
it looked like a Pentecostal church. Like my aunt's church. I went with her one time. And honest to goodness, that freaked me the crap out. It did.
The whole speaking in tongues thing.
She was on the floor writhing, speaking in tongues. And it was the scariest thing because I was still a kid then. And was super scary. And you could just tell when they did the flashback that Tariq was just like super uncomfortable.
Right.
Like, did not even know what to make of it. So
I know I shouldn't judge this. Like you do you. I shouldn't judge anyone else's religion, but that is so foreign to me. And it mostly seems really fake.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And but knowing my aunt the way that I do, it's not. And I try and separate out people's faiths. Like, everybody has their way to get to the good, you know? And if that's their way and that works for them, I need to be cool with it. But I could not attend that every week. There's no way that I could do that because
it's and I'd like to point out that the Pentecostals are the ones that do the snake handling.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. That's so true. I don't know, but yeah, you're absolutely right. We shouldn't judge anyone else's religion or lack thereof.
Yeah.
I got you. That said, what was going on at the spiritual center with the walking the bricks thing?
That's a meditation thing where you walk in the circle and you just kind of clear your mind and think thoughts.
I could think of was Monty Python, where all the monks are walking in the center and
hitting themselves.
Yeah.
Hitting themselves with the book. Exactly. Iesu Domine.
Yep. I know. That was all you could think of.
I've seen that movie so many times.
Same here. I was dying. That's funny. But we've got another situation where one of the people just does not respect the other one at all.
Right.
And I thought it was so sweet. She was just not sweet, but like poignant in a way where she's like, well, he's going to have to listen to me at least sometime.
Right. And I really do feel like he's trying to just steer the whole thing and he's not giving her a voice. And I think, that's not going to work.
Of course, and it shouldn't work. I mean, and she's smart enough to know that. But do you think this is basically another one of those situations where, like, he thinks that basically he can be in charge and because, like, she's from another country and he thinks that somehow she's going to be so grateful to be there that, like, she'll do whatever he wants.
Right. I do. I do think that. And I think even, you know, with talking about his daughter coming, he wasn't really addressing her concerns. This is, you know, a woman who has a son, but her son isn't special needs. And this is a whole new, not only a whole new world, literally, for her, but, you know, a whole new experience. And he was like, oh, she's going to love you. You know, some days it's not going to be great, but, you know, you'll get used to it kind of thing, and really blew it off. And with him having done it for so long, you get to that point, you know, but she's not had to do that yet. So
not only that, when it's your blood, when it's your baby, it's like a different experience.
Oh my God. I don't know.
I hope it's not too bad because I feel for the kid. And
And I do too. And I applaud him because so many parents in that situation where they've separated, you know, leave it all in somebody else's hands.
Right.
And so I do applaud him for that. I just hope he starts to listen to her more and allows her to communicate her concerns and like has valid discussions with her and isn't so dismissive. That's what I get with
dismissive.
Him.
Exactly. Yeah. He's got to treat her at least like an equal. And I'm sorry. It's not like, oh, I'm going to go to the Philippines and find a submissive woman.
Right.
I don't think she's that chick.
I don't think she's that chick at all. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So that brought us to the end of the episode. Yeah. Any last thoughts? Besides, this is hilarious.
It is. It's a great season. There's people to love. There's people to hate. You know, there's a lot of craziness going on.
Yep.
You know, there are definitely people that, you know, I hope they feature a little less and people I hope they feature more, you know.
Who would you like them to feature less and more?
Less Jovi and Yara. I can't sit there and listen to people complain at each other all the time. It just bores me.
They're terrible.
They're just awful people. I wouldn't mind seeing more of Tariq and Hazel. Yeah. I like them.
I agree.
You know,
I don't think he's a bad guy. I really don't.
Yeah. See, I like, okay, with Natalie and Mike, I like Mike.
I do too.
But I need to see more Mike and less Natalie.
Bitch. She was really a bitch. Yeah. Like, she's not nice. She's really negative. I hope he sticks to his guns and doesn't marry her if it's not right.
I do too, because I cannot see, excuse me. I don't want Uncle Bo stuck without any place to live.
I know. You know? Although he has a really bad criminal history.
He does. Yeah. But you know how I am about redemption. Everybody deserves a second chance. I agree.
And with Mike, like Natalie, I like his clothes.
I just feel like around Mike, he has a better chance of being a good person. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Think Mike's a good guy. And I think he's a bully.
Yeah.
I don't like her. Mm-hmm. Send that bitch back home.
Yep. Send her home.
Send her home. Send her home with Yara. And let's keep Julia.
Okay. Absolutely. I want to keep Julia. I like her a lot. I just want to get her off the farm. I want to get her someplace where she's happy.
Yeah. Get her away from those pigs before they eat her face.
Get her away from the mother-in-law for crying out loud.
No kidding. The mother-in-law is worse than the pigs. Agreed.
Exactly. Definitely. She'd probably eat your face off too. Yeah.
Anyway, well, I want to thank you for filling in for Brad. No, I know he was really sad he couldn't make it. Anyway, everyone, please tune in to our Below Deck podcast on Tuesday nights, because we have a freaking blast and we drink just as much.
Actually, more. Usually I have two glasses. I kept it to one today so I could get through the whole, all the people and keep everybody in order.
I'd like to point out that Jen says one glass. Like, glass is not a shot. Okay. I carefully measure out my shots, you know. Mm-hmm. How much is a glass? It's like 6 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I just want to be you.
Yeah, no, my glasses are, my big Coca-Cola cup is like 16 ounces. It probably has 2 shots in it.
So you okay. Again, I want to be you. Anyway, thanks to everyone for joining us. And if you got a minute, please head on over to Apple Podcasts and give us a rating and a review. We thank you kindly. That's the only way people find out about our show. Mm-hmm. And buy Beauty Society.
Yes, get that plug in there.
Right, so we can pay our hosting costs.
Exactly.
And we will see you back here next time. Bye.
Bye, guys.